This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
I'd be the USA, baby. Welcome. It's to another hour of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hillen, 701-271-1100. Put that on your speed dial to call us, 701-271-1100. You can also text us at 701-237-1590, 701-237-1590.
Yeah, nice two numbers now. All you got to remember.
Isn't that nice?
Super easy.
Exactly right. And we have a question of the day on the table we're going to return to here at the bottom of the hour, and that is your confidence level on what happens in November. Are you as confident as all the prognosticators that things are going to be just swimmingly wonderful come November? All right? So that's the question of the day. Got a guest. We're going to talk about heroes in a moment here. Before we do that, Monty and Tioga has been waiting a while. Let's get you in here. Monty, what's on your mind?
I have a thought about protection if they use ballot bots anywhere in the election process, that the governors of each state are required to protect them with armed guards from the National Guard. And I would think a platoon of them at each box would be enough.
Sounds a little...
doggone thing safe.
Sounds yeah. a little like securing the ballot in Iraq, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, hey, you know, that's a sacred thing, that ballot.
Yeah, it is.
I agree.
Yeah. Appreciate the suggestion, Monty, and anything we can do to make the election
something
process secure, I think makes perfect sense. So appreciate your call very much. Tammy Ibach is here. Tammy, how are you? Tammy, can you hear me?
I sure can.
How are you?
I am so good. I love that gentleman caller from Tioga. He's on to something.
Yes, isn't that something?
He is.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. And even the question that you have about what's going to happen in November, I'm going to find out. I'm one of those people. You may consider me way out there in left field somewhere. I'm not convinced we're going to have an election. And that's not a fear statement, but I have always been in the camp of what we witnessed in 2020 was not right. You and I are patriots to this country, to our state, to our cities, and I cannot believe, I refuse to believe that we live in a country that elected the president that we have. I can't believe it. I participated in rallies, in boat parades, saw Trump with you down at Mount Rushmore, and then we had someone who didn't campaign, truly lived in a basement, was a puppet to something, that our country is not that stupid. We're not. Collectively, we are not. Something went wrong. And if we agree to an election in November, I think it makes 2020 just go away. And it can't. It simply cannot. That's Tammy Ibach's personal opinion.
Yeah, I want to explore that a little bit with you after we talk to Charles in Georgetown, Minnesota. Charles, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, Charles. How are you?
Hey, good. Just wanted to give you guys a shout-out. Love you guys' show. It's very educating. Listen to you guys every morning.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Bless you, sir.
Yeah. Are you in Georgetown or from Georgetown?
From Georgetown, heading to Dickinson today. My dad runs, he's general manager of Tioga radio station. But don't tell him I listen to your guys' show more than his.
I love it, Charles. Well, thank you for weighing in and calling in. Appreciate the call.
Yeah, hey, take it easy.
You bet. Appreciate it. Oh, fun hearing from the callers today. It's been a fun day.
Scott, let's talk about those heroes. Tioga is filled with heroes. And at the Wall of Honor, what we've witnessed happen inside of Tioga is amazing. There's a doctor who runs the Tioga Clinic, huge fan of the Wall of Honor. He requested to put a Wall of Honor in his medical facility. Scott Post, the commander of the American Legion there, we have a Wall of Honor there. He's requesting that we put a Wall of Honor in the long-term care facility in Tioga. So imagine, little Tioga, hometown of Robert Harms. We will have 3 Wall of Honor locations there by the end of the year. Truly heroes.
That is fantastic. How many total Wall of Honor locations are there now?
Well, today we have on record 108 locations. We have a big event coming up on Friday, which is actually termed our 100th install. And it's Ivy Ford and Mandan, the Ivy family bought Bill Barth Ford. And they earmarked the 100th location sometime in June, right before making the final purchase. So we had to save that for them. But we did a total tally count of where we're going to be by the end of the year. We have 20 locations teed up. We need people to help us get some installs done. So we'll be at about 130 before the end of the year. It's huge.
It is huge. And explain what it is for folks that are not familiar with the Wall of Honor.
Well, we talked about this a lot on your show Friday, but happy to talk about it again. Wall of Honor is an indoor digital display, meaning a TV screen, that honors veterans, active military, and first responders, sheriff departments, police departments, EMTs across the state. So if there's a listener out there that has a parent, a brother, a sister, any loved one that has served in the military, go to thewalloffhonor.org, upload their details so we can make them an honoree. If you have a brother, a sister, a father, a mother who has served as a first responder, police department, sheriff's department, get that information to us. We want to honor them and their dedication to serving and protecting our country. We're moving into just this major expansion. We knew it would happen, and now we're in the crux of it. So exciting.
It really is, and it is, I think, something that veterans themselves are very reluctant to, you know, they don't want any attention. They don't want any accolades, but they deserve it. They have earned it.
So, Scott, you're right. They have earned it. And there are things that happen during war, but they forget that so many of us are truly and heartfelt grateful for the service that they've done for our country. And we want to honor them. And I could talk about the Wall of Honor forever because I'm passionate about it. I'm a full-time, not full-time, but what I do for them is volunteer work. And I love it. It's one of the most rewarding things that I've had the opportunity to do. And like we talked about on Friday, we've got a big push into long-term care facilities. And Fargo listeners, we want to be in your long-term care facilities. I want Jesse Johnner to pick up the phone. Call Tammy Ibach at 701-400-9482. We want a Wall of Honor in the Cass County Courthouse. We do. We want to be there. We want to recognize his staff their loyalty and their commitment for wearing that badge every day. We're in Morton County. We're in Burley County. We're moving into the Stark County Courthouse. We're moving into the Williams County Courthouse. We know that we're moving into the Emmons County Courthouse. I want Cass County up there. So we're going to get it done.
It's a great addition to any facility. It is, because it's an opportunity right there to have those heroes on that wall recognized 24 hours
That's
a day,
right.
7 days a week. No, it's great.
We will let Sheriff Johnner know that we will find a veterans organization in the Fargo area who will fund it for them and participate in an event. And here's what happens inside of this, Scott. Those veterans organizations, they have charitable gaming. And they want to use a portion of their charitable gaming money to support Wall of Honor locations. Cass County Courthouse would be fabulous.
It would. Short break. Let's talk more about charitable gaming when we come back, because there are some rumblings of limiting that, which would not be a good thing for these veterans groups and the ways they use that. So stay tuned. More with Tammy Eibach after a short time out. And then bottom of the hour, return to our question of the day. Gauge your confidence level on November. More after this.
Now more than ever, it's important to support companies and organizations that share our values. Patriot Mobile not only shares our beliefs, but actually does something about it. America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch to Patriot Mobile now. Get free activation with the code FLAGFAMILY. Switching is easy. Go to PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY. Or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Kevin Spoonis. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Up for lunch today at PetraServe USA. You ask, well, meatloaf. How does meatloaf sound? Or scalloped potatoes and ham in Valley City. Spaghetti and meatballs in Harwood. Lasagna or chicken tenders, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Mac and beef at 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish Meatballs at MP Avenue, Salisbury Steak at 45th. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Texter says, good thing I could pick up 1100 in Bismarck. KFYR is making a poor choice. Another texter says, why isn't What's on Your Mind on KFYR any longer? I really enjoyed listening to your show. Hope it'll be on there in the future. Where do I listen in the meantime? AM 1100, Flag Family app. If you go and search in your phone, App Store, AM 1100, The Flag, it'll pop up. You'll have the app right there on your phone. Smart speaker as well. So a lot of ways to listen in this new technological evolution in which we are in. And we appreciate you very much. 21 past the hour. All right, right before the break, you were starting to talk about charitable gaming. First of all, what kind of headwinds is charitable gaming facing these days, Tammy Ibach?
Well, hey, Scott, thanks. And before we get into that, all of the foods that you listed, it's fall, it's cool. Every one of those comfort foods I could eat right now. Nice selection from PetroServe.
Exactly right. Oh, comfort food is what we're all about at PetroServe USA.
Oh, gosh. Way to go, PetroServe. What the industry is facing, I don't really know all the ins and outs. I have a snapshot of information because on a daily basis, we do a lot of communication with all of the veterans groups that are in charitable gaming, as well as the fraternal organizations that are in charitable gaming. Because we have walls of honor in Moose Clubs and Eagles Clubs across the state. And so we talk to those people frequently because they're champions of a wall of honor. And what I'm fearful of is that we may have policymakers who want to slow down any expansion of charitable gaming. They want to slow down the number of ETAB machines in charitable gaming. And we have to remember one thing, and I say this to people all the time. If you slow it down, if you remove ETAB machines, put a halt on it, are you, as a policymaker, willing to write a check to those organizations so that they can continue to go back and serve their people, meaning in donations that are given away from their trust accounts? I'd like to know from every policymaker, when was the last time you wrote a check to the American Legion, the VFW, the Leathernecks, any of those? When was the last time? We need to continue to support those organizations, including fraternal clubs, because they're brands that are going away. And if charitable gaming sustains them, keeps their brand alive, then I'm a champion, absolutely a champion of it. So I will work in terms of policy, if I have to make sure that they can continue to grow. Because with their growth, we continue to honor those that have served. And you know fraternal organizations are filled with veterans. That's who their members are. And when you take a look at the snapshot of charitable gaming in the state, I just took some time and pulled some numbers from the AG's office. There are 16 distributors. Those are the people that put those machines, the ETAB machines, in locations. There are 901 gaming locations throughout the state, and I'm all for let's find new locations so that you don't have to poach from an existing location. Meaning, if the American Legion in Bismarck wanted to expand or the VFW wanted to expand in Fargo, they're going to go to an existing location. Does that serve anyone by stealing their location? Maybe we should look for opportunities for more charitable gaming to be located at.
And again, what you're talking about here is that charitable gaming that in turn supports these veterans organizations.
Absolutely, or fraternal clubs, or other nonprofits. You know, public radio, we're not afraid to talk about them. They have charitable gaming. We have lots of, I don't know who the top 10 are, Cystic Fibrosis, Heart Association. They all have charitable gaming locations that support part of their livelihood. And they, in turn, can continue to use money from their trust account to support programs that's needed and support people and organizations that need those donated dollars. I'm an officer at the Bismarck Elks Lodge. I know people say, why do you do it? Here's why I do it. Because we need to have volunteers in communities to make our communities thrive. Our scholarship programs, our children's programs for Christmas, our children's programs for the hoop shoot, those are dollars that we use. We use our charitable gaming dollars to support those programs. It's what we do. It helps keep communities vibrant without having to go back to the same funnel of people all the time asking for dollars. We support every prom event, every graduation post-party event in the Bismarck-Mandan area. I know that the Fargo Elks Lodge does that too. So do Rotary Clubs. Those are the heroes that make communities thrive, Scott.
I couldn't agree with you anymore. What can our listeners do to support you in this? Support these groups?
Pardon me?
How can they help in this effort?
You know what they can do, Scott, if we're seeing that our policymakers are going to do some pushback on charitable gaming, let those policymakers know that now is not the time. Now is not the time to put a halt or limit the expansion of charitable gaming. Let those groups continue to thrive in that charitable gaming arena. And, you know, some people, they love it. It's stress relief for some. So you put $10 into an ESAB machine. You make a donation to a Lions Club. You make a donation to the American Legion, a VFW, a Moose Club, an Elks Club. Keep those organizations alive. Continue to support communities that way.
And
that's what they can do.
I assume this change, if it were to happen, would come in the legislative session?
Yes, it would.
Got it. So
our veterans groups are telling us.
And that's something that's coming up next year, early next year. So this is something to keep an eye on. And Tammy's given us a heads up here, and now we can be on guard. And for that, we're thankful, and also for the support of the fraternal and veterans groups that you do so well. Thank you, Tammy. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you for having me on the show.
And it's a topic we're going to stay on top of as well. Going to make sure that our veterans have the support of this ability for charitable gaming. This is a very strong partnership that goes with these two hand in hand. And keep supporting that Wall of Honor project as they continue to expand. Celebrating our heroes. Absolutely love it. Thanks, Tammy. Appreciate it very much. All right. We're going to take a break. When we come back, open up those phone lines again at 701-271-1100. 701-271-1100. Lines open. Let's get to it when we come back. Are you confident in what will happen in November?
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Ask a local farmer in Fargo or the Mandan area about High Plains Apache, and one consistent word you'll hear from all of them is local. There's something to be said about being local. Locally owned, locally serviced, High Plains Apache is the dependable company, selling and servicing crop sprayers with the parts you need and having an answer to all your questions. And all this local has a worldwide webpage, highplainsapache.com, highplainsapache.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on CBS News Sunday night warns the Kremlin on its nuclear weapon threats.
We've heard a lot of irresponsible rhetoric coming out of Vladimir Putin, but we're focused on making sure that we're all acting responsibly, especially when it comes to this kind of loose rhetoric. We have been very clear with the Russians publicly and as well as privately to stop the loose talk about nuclear weapons.
A gunman on Monday morning killed 13 people and wounded 20 others in a school shooting in central Russia. The school is located in Hezevsk, a city about 600 miles east of Moscow in the Umurtia region. A 17-year-old is under arrest in the UK for the massive data breach at Rockstar Games. Roughly 90 videos of the unreleased Grand Theft Auto 6 were leaked. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Mind, telephone number 701-271-1100. Put that on your speed dial now, friends. 701-271-1100. You can also put this in your contacts. You can text us at 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. Brought to you today by our friends at MyPillow. Right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, you're going to find some incredible savings across the board on literally everything. Pillows, blankets, sheets, towels. Slippers are $90 off. $90 off. Think about that. Pretty incredible. MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call 800-506-9028. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist, is here. Somebody called earlier and had written down a little note on the calendar. Last time they heard you talking about the LRC.
Right.
With the predicted hurricane, and they were pretty sure that this hurricane barreling in on Florida was on the list, wasn't it?
It was, yep. In fact, Gary's got something on his Twitter today that this was forecasted back in March. LRC forecasted a major hurricane and coming up the west coast of Florida. Sure enough.
Wow.
It just amazes me. It really does.
For folks that are not familiar with the LRC, how does he do this?
So the LRC, it's a pattern that sets up. It's a cycling pattern, and how Gary Lezak, he's a meteorologist down in Kansas City, and he founded this when he was in Oklahoma, and what happened was an ice storm came through Oklahoma in December, and this is back in the 90s, and which is, you know, not unheard of, but, you know, it was a significant ice storm, and then he noticed 35 days later, that same storm system produced another ice storm in Oklahoma City, and so he started doing research, and he found out that weather, just like astronomy, astronomers can, to the second, let you know when an eclipse will be, lunar eclipse, solar eclipse, you name it. He's like, why can't weather go in cycles, too? So he did a lot of research on this, and he found out that weather does cycle, and each year is different. Each year can have a 30-day cycle, 40, 45, 50. This last year was a 63.5-day cycle, and what happens is On the autumnal equinox, the sun sets at the North Pole. And so they're in twilight now for a couple of weeks. Right around October 4th through the 6th, that's when they go into total darkness for the winter. And that's when the new LRC cycle resets. So what we do is we'll look right around October 4th through the 6th, we'll look at the upper air patterns throughout the northern hemisphere, and we'll see what they look like on that date. And we will wait for that same upper air pattern to show itself again. And again, it could be any, each year is different. Each cycle length, each year is different. So we'll see what happens this year. And once that cycle sets, whether it's, and it's usually, it'll be sometime mid-November or roughly that cycle will reset, mid to late November. And we'll give you an example. Let's say this year's cycle is 35 days. We'll just throw that number out there. Let's say we get a huge storm system coming through the northern plains sometime, late October. If the cycle is 35 days, that same system will come back around in 35 days. It might not be exactly the same, but it'll be something very similar. So we can use the LRC and this cycling method once the cycle gets set to predict what the weather will be like not only for the winter, but into the spring, into the summer, and into the fall before it resets that.
It's all about that flow. It is. The cycle in which jet streams move and all of it.
It is. Yeah. And, you know, and Gary's still doing research on this, on, you know, like, why does it reset between October 4th and 6th? Right. Why is that? And he knows it has some teleconnection to do with the sun, with the North Pole going completely dark. Not sure why, but he has that teleconnection with that. So it's an amazing long-term forecasting tool. It's not 100% accurate, but here's the thing. So your seven-day forecast, by the time it gets to day seven, because it's always changing short-term, and by the time that seven-day forecast gets out to day seven, your accuracy rate goes down to about 60 to 70%. Your accuracy rate on the LRC 6-7 months in advance is 70 to 80%.
No wonder people like you so much.
Man, oh, it's not. It's not 100%.
A compliment about you over the weekend.
When it's not, you know, that 70 to 80%, is that just that it's going to drift one way or the other in the calendar?
The reason it's not 100%, let's say, and I'll just throw this out there. We get a big blizzard on Halloween. Let's say it nails portions of central and western Dakotas, but we're on the warm side of it. And let's say the cycle length is 30 days. So 30 days would put that in our neck of the woods come end of November. Now, we're getting colder. You know, the season's getting colder by then. That time, instead of us being on the warm side of the storm, we're on the cold side and we're getting the blizzard part. So those are, but that same system is coming through our area. That we know for sure, and how it wobbles or how it shifts does and can make a big difference. But we know that same storm will be back.
So yeah, the inaccurate part of it, where there is just going to be precisely on the map where it hits.
Exactly. Yeah. That is
more so than dates.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We could the dates wise, and Jay Thomas, so last year we gave him a list of dates that significant storms would be rolling through our area, and he held our feet to the fire. And it was fun because it was about 80 to 90% accurate this last season. So
we have a listener that says, can we get this awesome weatherman to tell us what's going to happen in the election?
Boy, I wish I could. I know what I'd like. I think I know what we'd all like. So we'll see if we can get that to happen, too. I love it.
Use that precision. Let's get an LRC going. Right?
Right.
Exactly right. All right. Fascinating. Well, thanks for popping back in.
Oh, you bet. No problem.
Appreciate it very much. Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist. Texter says, I'm not a talker, and although I have a cell phone, I only use it for an emergency. Cost me about $7 a month. But I'm a skeptic about the next election, because I believe some of the money that Biden has been giving away went to local gangsters to control voting. The one thing Dems are really good at is cheating in elections.
Very true.
They have decades of experience in the big cities.
No doubt.
Says Jack.
They wrote the book on that in Chicago, back in the day, when they, in New York, when they had to get certain, you know, officials elected in certain places, the unions would go. I mean, oh yeah, and that's still going on. You know it is.
So someone that's not confident, are you confident or not so confident about the election tsunami that looks to be coming? Tell me more. 701-271-1100. Text us at 701-237-1590. Text us says, congratulations. Congratulations to Italy's new prime minister, Giorgia Meloni. Pro-life, pro-family, anti-establishment, pro-country. She's a MAGA candidate. You get it?
Make Italy great again.
There you go.
There you go.
First Sweden, then Italy. MAGA is next this fall. There's somebody that's a little confident.
You know what, the common thread in all of this around the world is just freedom. Less government, more freedom, and more family, faith, God. I mean, it wins. That's a winner. And whether they mess with the election or not, we just have to pray that people get off their butt and vote. You have to, and get everybody you know out to vote. We have to flood this, I mean, literally, flood the zone.
Texter says, so I thought the hurricane was because Biden had a weather machine cranked it up because of his hate for DeSantis.
You'd think he does.
I think this will give Ron DeSantis another chance to show his leadership skill set.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
In Florida. Yeah. There we go. Texter says, we have hundreds of political prisoners in Washington with no court dates after almost 2 years. Where's the screaming every day about this from every Republican? If Republicans get back in, it'll be the same broken promises we've heard year after year after year from that group. They had a president that would deal with things, and for the most part, they didn't support him. We have a one-party system in this country, and now the reset is here and will destroy so many lives. Another listener. Try to get Julie Kelly on your show to discuss the infamous January 6th Capitol event. Some updated light needs to be shown on what is happening there. It is disappointing that our state representatives are accepting this double standard instead of standing up for the fundamental rights of these Americans. There you go. Texter says, I've been listening to your show for years on KFIR. We're tuning you in now online. Bad move by KFYR. Well, you've done the proactive thing. There you go. 100%. Find us online. Find us on the app. Find us on the smart speaker. What else, Kev? What am I forgetting? So many ways to listen now.
Yeah, just through either website or, just the app is the easiest way to do it. Just search for what's on your mind or
and then it's
the flag.
When you're traveling,
the flag.
You've got it right there.
Yep.
Bluetooth, you're listening to it on your speakers. Literally one touch on the flag app. It is so dang easy. It's unbelievable. It really is. All right. Short break. When we come back on What's on Your Mind, we'll have just a few minutes left for your calls, questions, and comments. Wrapping up the show for a Monday edition of the program, 701-271-1100 to call us. Text us, 701-237-1590. Congressman Kelly Armstrong, join us Wednesday on the program. We look ahead to the week. Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall on Friday as well. And any guest suggestions, topics you want us to tackle? Just shoot us a text, 701-237-1590.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Think about it. Gas prices are over $4 per gallon, and Governor Tim Walz wants to raise them even more by adopting California's crazy fuel standards. Say no to gas station inflation. Think about it. The latest California fuel proposal will raise the cost of gas in Minnesota by $2 per gallon. Working families pay more at the pump, while rich guys drive around in electric cars. Visit nogasstationinflation.com for more information. Think about it is brought to you by Center of the American Experiment, Minnesota's think tank.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's getting to the point where I'm no fun anymore.
I am sorry.
Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry.
I am lonely.
I am yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
Give my gifts.
Remember what we said and done and felt about each other.
11 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Last chance to weigh in on the question today. A lot of confidence out there about what's going to happen come November. To right size this country, are you confident? Texter says, I'm confident in the message, but not confident the elections are secure. I heard that theme from others. Why have Republicans not done more to secure the election, says another. Most of the Republican sort of messaging, Kev, on this has been, things are fine, nothing to see here. Right? There hasn't been a lot of concern from the Republican establishment over the security of the election, the integrity of the election.
No, there hasn't, and probably not enough, in my humble opinion. This election is about three things: inflation, crime, and the border. That's it. Inflation, crime, and the border. Inflation, crime, and the border. Just get it down. Those are what you need to fix. Inflation, crime, and the border. And actually come up with a plan and work towards fixing those problems. And you've got a winning message.
Listener wants to know how much we paid for Elton John's performance at the White House.
Oh, boy. We talked about that locally this morning. Yeah.
I don't think.
Paid for some PBS thing or something.
What's that?
It was taped.
Yeah.
For some PBS.
It was a special of some kind.
History Channel. Yeah, history part of it.
So I don't imagine the White House paid anything for it.
No. It was the backdrop or whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Odd. Did you see how they looked at
all the theater. Yeah, it's just.
Looked like a Las Vegas showroom or
it
something.
Did.
It turned the, you know.
It's weird.
White House lawn into a Vegas showroom. Bizarre.
That's probably next. When's a casino going in? And they can milk money off that, too.
What side of history are we going to be on, says another listener. Kids are being groomed by pedophiles. What political party stands behind this? This is demoralization of our country by the Democrats who support this crap. People need to start speaking up. Not sure what prompted that, but another question, different topic. Is North Dakota one of the states to join the convention of states? According to the Article 5 of the Constitution, it takes 34 states to create a constitutional convention of states which can override Congress.
Yeah, and we're close on that, too, I think. Didn't they have 17 or 21 so far?
Yeah, they're short of what they need.
Yeah,
but they're
working on
making
it.
The move. Off-air call.
If you can't get your way and you're a Democrat, call in the FBI. If somebody says something that offends you and you can't get results any other place, call up the FBI's hotline and we'll raid their house. Yes, that's right, folks. You can actually get these people taken care of by calling in the American Gestapo. Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Intimidation. And remember, for every call...
Oh, looks like his cell phone dropped. Good one. That's good.
Appreciate the call. Sorry the cell dropped there.
That actually should maybe be turned into a bit.
Chad says, hi, guys. Just wondering why you slow down the music when the intro comes in for your show. As a past drummer, this disturbs me, and it sounds like the tape is crashing. Not a good sound. We don't slow anything down, do we?
Well, no, but it has to do with the delay and the satellite thing, I believe, because every once in a while it'll lag. That's what they call it digitally. It's a digital lag. So it sounds like it's slowing down. The song is actually slowing. And, yeah, it's kind of beyond our control, but we're working on it. It's not something we're doing. We're not trying to do it. No, apologies, but, yeah, it's...
So is that,
it happens,
is that when the delay is setting up?
It depends. I think it has to do with the connection, and it doesn't happen every time, all the time, but when it does, it's kind of annoying. We get it.
Because we're working on it. When we set the delay, it builds up the delay.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And I don't know if that's a bigger brain than me to answer these why it happens, but I was just told that it has to do with a lagging thing with the internet thing.
The only thing that could... maybe rectify that is to start the delay after the intro.
Yeah. I'll light the fire again under the engineers.
So
we'll figure it out.
The drummer is a little disturbed.
Well, you know, drummers keep beat. You don't want a drummer lagging. And your band sounds slow.
Exactly right. Hey, fun show today, folks. A lot of great answers to our question of the day and a lot of good topics tackled. We appreciate that very much. Tomorrow we'll do this all over again. Same bad time, same bad channel for What's on Your Mind. And certainly appreciate each and every one of you. You can text us questions or comments. Texter says, wait, I'm confused. I thought Scott Hinman was taking a trip to Italy with you, Mary.
Plans changed.
Not retiring.
Plans changed.
I'm certainly not retiring, that's for sure. Anyway, appreciate you very much, folks. God bless. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. Bye-bye.
At Butler Machinery, we are all about building long-term relationships founded on trust. Butler's biggest build today is recruiting for many open positions across all locations. Butler Machinery Company is a third-generation family-owned business that offers competitive wages, amazing benefits, and an unmatched 100% company-paid retirement plan. For more information on all open positions, apply today at butlermachinery.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cook and grab-and-go convenience and great deals all month long, like Liquid Ice, 16-ounce cans, 2 for $3.50. Twizzlers, Strawberry Twist, $1.69. Giant Sunflower Seeds, only $1.39. How about this? Pizza Corner Pizzas, $6.79. 28 packs of Ice Mountain Water, only $3.99. And any size fountain pop, 79 cents all month long. Lowest price deal around and great deals. PetroServe USA, tell them Scott sent you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.